So will we learn in heaven, Randy? Because I've heard before, we're, you know, glorified body. Okay, God, I'm going to have all knowledge and whatever, or whatever I have here, I take with me, and that's what I got. So we better learn a lot now. You hear a lot of things. Will we learn still in heaven?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is a very clear yes. In fact, you've got Ephesians 2:7 that talks about how God will be revealing to us the wonders, the riches of his grace. And it's talking about in eternity, God will be revealing. It's the tense of the Greek is an ongoing thing. It's not you die, everything's revealed, and it's over. It's a process, an ongoing process of learning. I think one of our huge mistakes that we make is we start thinking of heaven as a place where we will be infinite. No, we will live eternally. That's not the same as being infinite. Like, oh, well, we won't understand that until we die, and then we'll know everything. We won't know everything when we die. Of course we won't know everything. Only God knows everything. So that would be heresy to say that we will know everything once we die, because that would be like saying we will become gods once we die. No, not true at all. So I think what we're not going to ever be delivered of our infinity. I mean, or rather, because we don't have infinity, or we're never going to be delivered of our finiteness. We will be finite for all eternity. That's the nature of being a creature. So we will be perfected in the way that creatures, in the context of their being finite, are perfected, meaning growing, becoming more and more and more knowledgeable, having deeper and deeper and deeper wisdom. And because we are finite and will always be finite, but will become wiser and more knowledgeable and more skilled and things like that, well, then we are going to grow. And that's one of the things that turns people away from positive thoughts toward eternity is thinking, I won't be able to learn anymore. I heard somebody say, a guy who's a golfer, and saying, well, I'm not looking forward to golfing on the new earth because that'd be really boring to make a hole in one. You know, every hole. I said, well, what makes you think? I mean, would it be a property of sin to not make a hole in one? That has nothing to do with sin and holiness. Holiness doesn't make you get a hole in one. Okay. And I think any holy, now, first of all, I'm not sure how many golfers know that level of holiness, but say you're the most godly man that's ever lived and you're an avid golfer. Your holiness does not help your golf game normally. I mean, I'm just saying perfection of even physical, what you call physical perfection. Will we all be the same? Will everybody be able to run at exactly the same speed as everyone else? Well, I assume it'd be just like in this life. If sin had never come into this world, would every human being have been equally strong? Would every human being be equally good at sports? Would every human being be an equally good musician or artist or anything else? The answer is no. God loves differentness.
Wow.